Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Tomorrow is the first Sunday of Advent, but it's also December 3rd, which is normally the feast of St. Francis Xavier. So let's meditate on the significance of the life of Xavier today, because he's one of the greatest missionaries in the history of Christianity. Now, Francis Xavier would probably have never become a saint, and certainly not a missionary, without his friends, beginning with Ignatius of Loyola. Born in the castle of Xavier in 1506, Francis went to college in Paris, and it was there that he met Ignatius of Loyola, a former military officer who was wounded in battle and converted as he convalesced. Now, Ignatius did something very important. He took the initiative to develop a deep friendship with Francis Xavier and five others: Peter Faber, Simão Rodrigues, Alfonso Salmeron, Diego Linas, and Nicolas Bobadilla. And these seven friends shared life together. In fact, in a letter of 1547, Diego writes, "Every few days we would take our provisions and eat at the home of one of the companions, and after that at the home of another, and we would visit each other often. And I think this helped us to stay close. In this time, the Lord gave us special help with our studies, in which we did fairly well, directing them always to the glory of the Lord and the help of our neighbors. And we had a special love for one another, and we even helped one another financially as much as we could." These seven friends, with Ignatius of Loyola at the head, became the Company of Jesus, otherwise known as the Jesuits. And they became some of the greatest missionaries and educators in the history of the church. But it all started with a friendship fostered through the initiative of Ignatius of Loyola. He gathered a little group of friends, and the whole world was changed for good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Like Ignatius, Francis Xavier, and the first Jesuits, we all need companions. We all need a small group of family or friends with whom we share life together and with whom we can share our faith. Now, the Christian family is supposed to be the fundamental building block of the church. And closely related to this would be a small group of good friends. Both the individual believer and the larger parish or diocese need these small communities to be healthy and vibrant. Everyone needs a small group of family and friends. People that will enrich us with their strengths and stretch us by their differences. Do you have a family or little group of friends that you share life with regularly? I mean habitually? Unfortunately, many people don't. And neither would have Francis Xavier if it was not for the initiative of Ignatius, who was willing to take the risk and invite strangers to get together and then persevere in building real friendship. Because that's what it takes. Someone has to be willing to take the risk to go through the work and even be rejected in order to invite, gather people together, provide hospitality, be it a meal or drinks or some activity, and then the real work comes with conversation. And actually, this is where real missionary work begins. It begins with the effort to build friendship in the family and beyond. So, who are the handful of people God has already placed in your life that He wants you to invest in, to become deep friends with, so that you can help them to friendship with Jesus and they can help you to friendship with Jesus? Who are your companions supposed to be? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
In 1541, Francis Xavier went first to India and then Japan to bring Jesus to a continent in darkness. From India, Francis Xavier writes this letter to Ignatius of Loyola. These words are powerful, worth reflecting on. He writes, "We have visited the villages of the new converts who accepted the Christian religion a few years ago. No Portuguese live here. The country is so utterly barren and poor. The native Christians have no priests. They know only that they are Christians. There is no one to say Mass for them, no one to teach them the Creed, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the commandments of God's law. And I have not stopped since the day I arrived. I conscientiously made the rounds of the villages. I bathed in the sacred waters all the children who had not yet been baptized. This means that I have purified a very large number of children, so young that, as the saying goes, they could not tell their right hand from their left. The older children would not let me pray or eat or even sleep until I taught them how to pray. Then I began to understand. The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. I could not refuse so devout a request without failing in devotion myself. I taught them first the confession of faith in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then the Apostles' Creed, the Our Father and Hail Mary, and I noticed among them persons of great intelligence. If only someone could educate them in the Christian way of life, I have no doubt that they would make excellent Christians." These last two lines could be echoed everywhere today. If only someone could educate them in the Christian way of life, I have no doubt they would make excellent Christians. But who will teach them the Christian way of life? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The letter of Francis Xavier continues. He writes, "Many, many people hereabouts are not becoming Christians for one reason only. There is no one to make them Christians. Again and again, I have thought of going round the universities of Europe, especially Paris, and everywhere crying out like a madman, riveting the attention of those with more learning than charity, crying out, 'What a tragedy! How many souls are being shut out of heaven and falling into hell, thanks to you? I wish they would work as hard at this as they do at their books, and so settle their account with God for their learning and the talents entrusted to them.' And this thought would certainly stir most of them to meditate on spiritual realities, to listen actively to what God is saying to them. They would forget their own desires, their human affairs, and give themselves over entirely to God's will and His choice. They would cry out with all their heart, 'Lord, I am here. What do you want me to do? Send me anywhere you like, even to India.'" Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Well, you don't need to go to India to be a missionary. We all know people in our families, at work, at school, at the gym, in our friend group, who are far from God. But where do we begin, and what should we do? Well, here are three practical steps or principles. First, you can't sit back and wait for someone else to invite you or to build this little group of people in your life into a thriving group of family or friends. You have to take the initiative. You must be proactive, like Ignatius of Loyola, to regularly invite people to do things together, meals, walks, games, any good activity. Second, when you're with them, give them heartfelt compliments on genuinely good traits and good deeds. Steer clear of reinforcing negative behavior. Never enter into gossip. And don't just bemoan the situation in the world. We're Christians, for God's sake. We should always have hope and confidence. And third, engage in substantial conversation, going beyond superficial topics. Well, how do we do that, you might ask? Well, you might say, tell me about work. And then follow up that question with a question that invites them to share more deeply. Maybe ask, how satisfied are you with your work? And then you could go on with something like, if you could do anything, what would you do? What is your dream? Or what do you feel like you're aiming toward? Conversations at a deeper level foster deep friendships, and then they become the foundation for future conversations when you can relate back saying, oh yeah, you told me that this or that was your goal in life, your dream. How's that going? So, be the one to invite, and then genuinely delight in those people by heartfelt compliments, and then ask questions that foster deeper relationships. Oh, and persevere. You gotta persevere. I guess that's 4 points. That's a bonus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I'm still amazed with the privilege of praying with more than 80,000 people in 150 countries. Yet, as I mentioned the other day, I don't think most people realize that it's more than just the two of us, that we have a whole team with our Holy Family School of Faith. And really reflecting on this mission of Francis Xavier, we don't have to travel physically to another country, but we have the same mission: to eliminate spiritual poverty by leading people to Jesus through prayer and through spiritual mentoring. We often think of the material needs of others, and physical poverty is bad, but spiritual poverty, not having a relationship with Jesus, is far worse. This is why we do the Daily Rosary podcast. It's why we train spiritual mentors. It's why we offer retreats and pilgrimages and much more. But this is also a very important time because we help many Catholic families in the Holy Land with housing and food and medical care and scholarships to Catholic schools. So I want to invite everyone praying with us. You can be like Francis Xavier in a specific way. You can go on mission with us, helping us to eliminate spiritual poverty. And it's really easy. In the episode, under the transcript, just click on Donate, and you could help us with a small monthly gift. Small monthly gift from a lot of people goes a long way. But also, you may be receiving a physical letter from us in the next few days, or an email with an invitation to go on mission. So at the beginning of this Advent, if you want to really do something for Jesus, help us reach thousands of people. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.